When we were in school, our favorite days were field trip days. Well, now that we are in our 50s, 60s, and beyond, we don't travel on yellow school buses anymore, but we sure do travel. Today's field trip is all about navigating travel while sticking with your nutrition and fitness goals for fat loss. Off we go! But did you know that I teach everything fat loss in my 6-week signature course? Take a field trip to my class to learn all about it and get signed up. It's linked in the show notes. But now let's get this episode of Fat Loss School started so you can learn about navigating travel while still reaching your fat loss goals. Welcome to the Fat Loss School podcast. If you've been struggling with extra pounds, especially if you've hit the fabulous 50 mark, then grab a seat because this podcast is your ultimate fat loss classroom. I'm Amy Bryan, a 30-year public school educator and now virtual nutrition and fitness educator. My mission is to show you that losing fat and gaining energy, plus maintaining it long-term, is truly possible even at our age. Think of these few minutes together as a study hall where I share the cheat sheets for fat loss. Grab your notebook because class is officially in session and it's time to rewrite your wellness story. Do you think you need to wait to start your healthy fat loss program until after your vacation, after Easter holiday, after spring break, or after a work trip? Here's what I think. If a program isn't flexible enough for you to be able to travel, then it isn't sustainable. If it isn't sustainable, then the weight loss won't be sustainable. When I reached my 50s and had tried all of the unsustainable ways to get and keep weight off, all I wanted was a healthy lifestyle plan. I wanted to know what to eat, how much, when, and not do diets or killer boot camps anymore. No more dieting, just to gain it back. That's why I'm so happy with the Faster Way to Fat Loss. So you're wondering if I'm a Miss Goody Two-Shoes and just snap my fingers and suddenly adhere to eating perfectly and living this perfect little healthy lifestyle. Nope. If you've not heard this from me before, I'm a rebel. Tell me to eat only things from a list, I'll be out of here. Tell me I can't have a Mickey ice cream bar at Disney World, I'll quit. I am far from living a perfect lifestyle. But the point I want to make is that I now have non-negotiables for when I travel, like drinking water and moving my body daily. I have some guardrails to guide my eating and keep me feeling good while I'm traveling. And some mindset shifts that make it okay to eat off plan and still pick back up with the plan the next meal or the next day. Those changes for me are gold. Since so many people think they can't travel while living on a healthy fat loss plan, today I'm sharing how to travel while living your faster way healthy lifestyle and still see results despite the uncertainty of eating and exercising on the go. My exercise plan calls for 2 days of high-intensity interval training and 3 days of strength training plus rest days, 2 days each week. If I'm traveling during one of those 5 workout days, I can do the workout anyway with bands or body weight because my app shows me the workout wherever I am. Or I can swap to do the workout on days I will be home or where I can get to the gym and fit it in. I also like to get in extra walking time when I travel to explore the beach, the city, or the park where I'm traveled to. Exercise shouldn't stop because you're away from home. My food plan is also portable. My app has my fasting timer. I can choose to keep my 16-hour fast if I want, or decrease to 12 hours. That would be like stopping eating at 8 p.m. and not eat again until 8 a.m. No problem. My app also has my water tracker to remind me to drink enough so I'm hydrated well. Water is available everywhere and portable. I can sprinkle in electrolytes or collagen for flavor as I need to. My app also tracks macros, so I know I'm getting enough protein, fats, and carbs without going crazy in any of those macro areas. I can scan the UPC symbols or quick add the macros or even search the foods in the database to quickly calculate them to guide my food choices. But since I don't travel every day or every week, I do allow for more splurges, like one a day. I'm happy to eat smart for most of the day, knowing I can have some macaroons if I'm in Savannah or a bushwhacker if I'm in Orange Beach. Eating healthy most of the time shouldn't stop just because you are away from home. At the end of my long weekend or vacation, because I'm mostly stuck with my nutrition and fitness plan, guess who will still fit in her clothes and have no regrets? That's me. Maybe you're afraid of being tempted at fancy restaurants or snack stops along the route. Here are some restaurant suggestions for you. Number one, plan ahead. Use online menus with nutritional facts as much as possible. Number two, go halfsies. Split a large portion with a companion or have the wait list put half in a to-go box. Number three, keep it simple. If you don't have access to nutrition information, choose a lean meat entree, vegetables, and a complex carb like a sweet potato. These are easier to log macros than complicated dishes. Remember, if it has a mother or comes from the ground, it's probably a good choice. Number four, use intermittent fasting to your benefit. If you want to really splurge at night at a restaurant, limit your lunch macros so you have room to enjoy the later meal. Number five, pick two. Many restaurants have many courses. You will offer bread or chips first, then an appetizer or a salad, then an entree, and then a dessert. Your entree should be your main choice, and then pick only one of the other choices, like have an entree and a salad, or have an entree and a dessert, for example. Number six, limit alcohol. Alcohol tends to send willpower away. Goodbye, smart choices. I also have some convenience store snack suggestions for those pit stops along your travel. Do you see that there's not just candy and cookies at convenience stores anymore? They now usually have bananas and apples and other kind of fruit. They have trail mix or almonds or pecans or other kind of nuts. They have Greek yogurt that aren't so sweetened. They have hard-boiled eggs that are great for fat and protein and fill you up well. They have beef jerky for protein. They have string cheese. They have protein bars. I'd suggest an RX bar, Perfect bar, or G2G bar. They have smoothies for those who like them. They have carrots with ranch. They have pretzels with hummus. Eating at a convenience store, getting snacks there, is no excuse. Waiting until after travel is done is simply an excuse. You are smarter than that. We women in our fabulous 50s and beyond are traveling more than ever. The only fat loss plan worth having is one that is flexible enough to navigate travel, birthdays, weddings, holidays, and vacations. That's what I teach in my Faster Way to Fat Loss 6-week class. I like to say I teach a healthier lifestyle with the side effect of fat loss. Join me in the class at the direct link or contact me with your questions. Links to both are in the show notes.
I'm Andrea from Kentucky. First, I'm so grateful we don't measure success in pounds. It's amazing how much better I feel than I did 6 weeks ago. I'm still a work in progress, but excited to say I've lost 17 and a half total inches. This was the change I needed. It's not a fad or a diet, but something that would simply get me to a new normal.
Before our field trip ends today, I have a souvenir for you. Be sure to download my on-the-go healthy travel guide, linked in the show notes. Inside it has all sorts of travel help, including a packing list, a daily planner checklist, suggested non-negotiables and a tracker for those, snacks to pack or find at a convenience store, fast food orders and coffee orders, and even 3 travel workouts. Grab it for a free download using the link in show notes. That's it for this episode. If you've learned something today or enjoyed the lesson, please subscribe for future episodes. Share with a friend. And please rate and review it, because that's the way others find this podcast. To connect with me, go to the show notes to see all the ways to connect, and grab a freebie while you're there. Until next time, Eat smart, move often, and stay well.